Mesach Berach and Parabez Mishnah Aleph. Ain't Berach and Pachas Misela. Lo Yasa Al Chamishim Sela. You can't give for your Erechim less than a Sela. Somebody who says Erech on the line, his and Ani, he can't afford to give the full amount of the Erechim that's mentioned in the Torah. He still has to give at least a Sela. He would not be Yosei by giving less than a Sela. And there's no Erechim more than 50 Sela. The largest Erechim that's mentioned in the Torah is 50 Sela. As we saw in the last part, the Erechim depends on the age, but the largest amount that the Torah says you have to give is 50 Sela. Kates up. What's the case where somebody gives less than the full amount of the Erechim that's mentioned in the Torah? Nasan Sela Behishir in a nosin klum. Somebody who's an ani, and he said Erech Ploni Alai, and he can only afford to give a Sela. And he gave a Sela, and after he gave the Sela, he became wealthy. Now he can afford to give the full amount of the Erechim. He doesn't have to give any more. As when he gave the Sela, he was Yosef, even though now he can afford to give the full amount of the Erechim that he set, still, since he already gave it, he doesn't have to give more. Pachos mi sela v'hishir nosein chamishim sela. But if at the time that he said after the line he was an ani, he gave less than a sela, and afterwards he became wealthy, he would have to give 50 sela. If he said after the line on an age in which the chiyuv is 50 sela, he would have to give the full 50 sela. As when he first gave the pachos mi sela, he was not yotzi at all. As you cannot give less than a sela, so therefore, since he was not yet Yotzei for the Erechin, when he became wealthy and he was able to afford the full amount of the Erechin, he had to give the full amount. Hayer b'yad of Chamei Shlom. Rabbi Meir Eimer Eina Noisein Ela Achas. V'chachamer Eimerim Noisein Es Kulam. Somebody's an Ani, and he said Erech Plomi Allah, and according to the age of that person, he has to give 50 Selah. And he only had 5 Shlom. Rabbi Meir says in such a case, he only gives one of the Shlom that he has. And according to Rabbi Meir, either you give the full amount of the Erechin, or you give only one sela. So in this case, since he doesn't have the full 50 slum, so he only has to give one sela. He doesn't have to give the 5 slum that he has. And the Chacham hold, he has to give all the 5 slum that he had. As according to the Chachamim, you have to give what you can afford. And since in this case, he can afford to give 5 slum, even though that's not the full amount, he has to give in Be'erach and Pachad Misela. Well, yes, sir, Al Chamish himself. The Mishnah says again that there's no Erech in less than a sela. You're not Yotzei by giving an Erechim less than a sela. And there's no Erechim more than 50 slum. The largest amount that the Torah says you have to give is 50 slum. Ein Pesach b'Torah pachas mi shiva. V'lo yeser al shiva asa. An Isha who sees dam, there's two dinim. Sometimes she has a din of a nida, and sometimes she has a din of a ziva. The first time she sees dam, she's in nida. And the din it, when an Isha who sees dam and she's in nida, she has to wait 7 days before she goes to the mikveh. It doesn't matter whether she saw dam all 7 days, and then she stopped seeing dam right before it was time to go to the mikveh, she would be tovah and be tar. Or even if she saw dam only the first day, she still has to wait 7 days before she goes to the mikveh. And after those 7 days are up, there are 11 days in which, if she sees dam during those 11 days, she has a din of a zava. The din of a zava is different than the din of a nida. The din of a nida is, even if she sees dam only the first day, she has to wait 7 days. As opposed to a zava, if she sees dam only one day and she doesn't see the next day, she can immediately go to the mikvah. And if she sees dam for 3 straight days during the 11 days in which she has a din of a zava, then she's considered a zava gedola, and she has to count 7 nikiyim, 7 clean days in which she doesn't see dam before she goes to the mikvah. And after she counts those 7 days, then the next time she sees dam, whatever that may be, then she would have a din of a nida, and then after those 7 days, she would have 11 days in which she would have a din of a zava if she sees dam, and so on and so forth. The next time she sees dam again, she would be a nida. Now, the Mishnah talked about in a case when Isha got mixed up, and she saw dam, and she doesn't know if she is during her days of nida or during her days of zava. And as we said before, there's a significant difference between them. So what does she do? So the Mishnah tells us, there's no pesach b'toa pachas mishiva. Meaning to say, if she doesn't know whether she's in her days of zava or days of nida, she has to wait at least 7 days before she would be mutter to her husband. And even though if she was during the days of her zava and she saw only one day, if she doesn't see the next day, she would already be allowed to go to the mikvah and she would be mutter to her husband the following night. But on the other hand, maybe she is in her yemei nida, and the din is by a nida, even if she sees them only one day, she's not mutter to go to the mikvah until after 7 days. So therefore, an isha that sees them and she doesn't know if she's in her days of nida or zava, if she sees dam only one day, then she has to wait 7 days misapek, and maybe she's a nida, before she would be allowed to go to the mikvah. But even if she does wait those 7 days, the next time she sees dam, she's again going to be confused whether she's in her yemei nida or her yemei zava. And even though by waiting 7 days she's mutter to her husband, but she's still confused as to whether the next time she sees dam, if she's in yemei nida or yemei zava. So what does she do? So the mission says, "Velo yeser al shiva aser." In order for her to be confident and sure that she is in yemei nida, she has to count 17 days in the camp. If she doesn't see dam for 17 straight days, and then after those 17 days she sees dam, she can be rest assured that she is in her days of nida. And this is the last time she saw dam. She was in her yemei ziva. Then after 11 days are up and she didn't see dam, she can be confident that she is back to yemei nida. As that is the din, there's only 11 days of yemei zava, and after those 11 days are up, the next time she sees dam, she's in yemei nida. And even if the last time she saw dam, it was the first day of her yemei nida. So that after counting 17 clean days, she could still be assured that she is back again to yemei nida. As we said, then a nida that sees dam, she waits 7 days, and then after the 7 days, there's 11 days of yemei ziva, then she goes back to being a nida. So if the last time she saw dam was the first day of yemei nida, after counting 17 clean days afterwards, so that makes up the 11 days of yemei ziva, plus the rest of the 7 days of yemei nida. So now she's back to being a nida. So therefore, a woman that is confused whether she's in yemei nida or yemei ziva, she can only be confident that she's back to yemei nida if she sees 17 clean days. But if she sees less than 17 clean days, for example, she saw only 16 clean days, and on the 17th day she again saw dam, she's still confused whether she's in yemei nida or yemei ziva. Why? Because maybe the last time she saw dam was the first day of yemei nida. So that, since she counted only 16 days, so she's still in yemei ziva the next time she saw dam. As the 16 days were 6 more days for yemei nida, 7 days altogether for yemei nida, plus another 10 days for yemei ziva. And then, the next time she saw dam, maybe it was on the 11th day of yemei ziva, and she had a din of a zava. Or maybe the last time she saw dam, she was in yemei ziva, and since she counted 16 clean days, she's back to being a nida. So she doesn't know if she's a nida or a zava. The only way she can know for sure that she's back to her yemei nida is if she saw 17 clean days. Ein b'negam pachas mishavua echad v'lo yeser al shlosha shvuot. There's no negah, there's no tzara that a person would have that the yemei skewa would be less than a week. And sometimes when the kohen sees a negah, he doesn't decisively say whether it's tummy or not. Instead, he is maskir the person. The person is locked up for a week, and then the kohen would see the nega after a week and decide whether it's tummy or tar. And there's no nega in which the yemei skewer, the amount of time that he is locked up, would be less than a week. And there's no nega that the yemei skewer would be more than 3 weeks. As by nigei batim, it's possible that the skewer would be for up to 3 weeks. As if after a week the kohen still hasn't decided, the bias would be locked up for another week, and if he still hasn't decided, it would be locked up for another week after that, but the yemei skewer, even for nigei batim, cannot be more than 3 weeks. Klai Yisrael counts their month by the Chachay Halavana, by the cycle of the moon around the earth. The cycle of the moon around the earth each month is 29 days, 12 hours, and another chilek of an hour. And since the month either has to be 29 days or 30 days, we can't make the month 29 days and a half. So some months are 29 days, and some months are 30 days. And the Mishnah tells us that we don't make less than 4 months that are mubaros each year. There are 430 days. And it's not nearer to the Chachamim to make more than 8 Chadashim HaMubarim B'Shana. We never have more than 8 full months each year. So between 4 and 8 months each year, we have a Chodesh Mubar, a Chodesh Malay of 30 full days. Shtei Alechem Nechalos Ain't Pachos Mishnayim V'lo Yeser Ashosh. Shtei Alechem, which is done on Atzeres, on Shavuos together with the Shnei Kipsei Atzeres. And you're not allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos itself. The Afiyah of the Shtei Alechem is not Zochei Yontif. So it has to be baked before Yontif. And the Shtei Alechem is never eaten less than the second day from when it was baked. As it's baked on Erev Yontif and eaten on Yontif, that's the second day, that's a normal year. And it's never eaten more than the third day from the time it was baked. As if Yontif comes out on Sunday, so the day before Yontif is Shabbos, so we can't bake it on Shabbos, so we bake it on Friday. In such a case, the Shtei Alechem would be eaten on the third day from the time it was baked, on Shavuos. Lechem apanim nechol ein pachas mitisha v'lo yeser al achadasar.
The lachem ha'panim, which is put on the shulchan on the hechor, it's put on the shulchan on Shabbos, and it's eaten the following Shabbos. And it's not eaten less than 9 days from when it was baked. As normally, it's baked on a Friday, put on the shulchan the next day on Shabbos, and eaten the following Shabbos, which is the 9th day from when it was baked the previous Erev Shabbos. And it's never eaten more than the 11th day from when it was baked. As sometimes, we cannot bake it on Erev Shabbos. For example, if 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out on Thursday and Friday, and that via the lachem ha'panim is not docha Rosh Hashanah, so therefore it's baked on Wednesday and put on the shulchan on Shabbos and eaten the following Shabbos. In such a case, it would be eaten on the 11th day from when it was baked. Kata nima ein pachas mishmoina v'lo yeser al shnei maser. A kata, a zaka that is born, it's not come out less than its 8th day. In a normal case, it's come out on its 8th day, and never more than its 12th day. We never push off the milah more than the 12th day from when it was born. Now, when do we push it off this long? For example, if the cousin was born on Friday night, Ben Hashmashos is Sefik Yom, Sefik Lila. In such a case, we can't mount the cousin on Friday, and maybe it was born at night, which is Shabbos, and Friday is the 7th day. Nor can we be mount the cousin on Shabbos, as even though you're allowed to do meal on Shabbos, that's only if it's for sure the 8th day. But in this case, we're possibly Shabbos is the 9th day, and maybe it was born B'Yom, which is Friday. And you're not allowed to do a milah shalom bismana on Shabbos. A milah that's not done on the 8th day cannot be done on Shabbos. So you have to push it off until Sunday, which is possibly the 10th day. And sometimes we have to push it off even 2 days longer until Tuesday. For example, if the cousin was born Ben Hashmashos Friday night, and Sunday and Monday are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So in such a case, you can't do the milah on Sunday or Monday either. The milah shalom bismana is not docha yantif either. So therefore, you have to wait until the 12th day, which is Tuesday. Of course, we're talking about over here where the cousin was born healthy, and we're not pushing off the milah for health reasons, but sometimes we push off the milah for health reasons. In such a case, it could be that we would mal the cousin even more than from the 12th day that it was born.